Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 126, Survival in Doubt.
Do you see them?
Not yet.
Come on, you guys.
Huddling inside the cave entrance in the mountainside, the companions had heard all kinds of distant sounds from the creature pursuing them. The cave opening was extremely narrow and low. They'd had to crawl on their bellies to get inside. And it didn't open up a whole lot more once they were in it, at least as far as Jack had explored. He was further down the tunnel now, which was really what it was, exploring how far it extended, if there might be another exit, and assessing the danger from whatever happened to be living in it. The beam of his wind-up flashlight probed the darkness as he crawled on hands and knees. Christy was on her stomach at the cave opening, Mildred squeezed in beside her. Both peered anxiously out into the moonlight and shadows for any sign of their men approaching. Doc and Ricky were behind them, doing their best to see past the women. The rounded hillside sloping down from the cave entrance obscured anything past 100 feet or so.
Seems to just keep going. There's a draft, so there's air coming in from somewhere.
That's good.
The Lobsternator felt that.
Ricky didn't really know why he thought that was funny, or even get the reference, but it made him laugh anyway.
If it's in pain, our boys must be the ones causing it.
Ryan's bike bomb, I'm guessing.
Several long moments passed, where they could hear only the vague distant sounds of something thrashing about. There was a flickering light highlighting the treetops somewhere below. Then, silhouetted against the moon, the bobbing outline of a fedora crested the hill.
It's John!
He was holding his hat on with his right hand as he ran.
John! Over here! Hurry!
Christy scuttled back to give JB room to slide in.
Miss me?
What happened to your sling?
Burned it.
What?
Where's Ryan?
Yeah, that should be him right now.
Christy scrambled past him. Mildred and JB did their best to make way.
I don't see him.
He'll be here.
No.
The unmistakable, monstrous silhouette of the creature rose above the hill, its long shadow reaching out before it.
There!
And pulling away, emerging out of that shadow, was Ryan, running exactly like there was a monster chasing him. Suddenly, Ryan stumbled, then skidded to a stop. He'd run right out of one of his unlaced boots. He turned back.
Ryan, no!
Oh, fuck it!
He scooped the boot up with one hand and tucked it under his arm like a football.
I am not going caving in my fucking socks! Clear the way!
Ryan dove for the cave opening belly first. The creature's momentum had carried it hard into the cave mouth, and the impact made the companion's ears ring.
Everyone keep moving! Hurry!
A huge, knobby, clawed arm thrust in from the cave opening,
shit!
Grasping blindly for anything in reach. It just missed Ryan's stockinged foot. Carter frantically scrambled back, awkwardly on his elbows.
Over here! Come on! Tunnel just keeps on going!
They all crawled as fast as they could manage, flashlight beams swinging wildly, creating macabre, dancing shadows. Now the creature thrust its head into the tunnel, nearly filling it.